K-State Nation. What's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD of the podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all about what's going on the latest in Kansas State Athletics. Here recording once again on another cool morning. And yeah, this week is going to be, actually towards the end of the week, heading into the new year. Oh yeah, snow in the forecast. We haven't had that yet, and I'm probably going to jinx it, but yeah, it's supposed to be what? I checked it before my run earlier today, and Saturday, well, I think it's low. I think it's 5 degrees, but yeah, it's supposed to be snow. Friday evening, going to be really interesting for people that are already going to be out and about into Monday morning, at least from right now. So, as to recording my podcast, so we'll see what happens there. And this, oh, by the way, it's going to be the first few editions of position preview leading up to the Tax Act Texas Bowl here next week. Well, not here, but down there in Houston, Texas, where Kansas State Wildcats will look to end their season with 8 wins. They're going to have to face off against the SEC opponent in LSU Tigers, who are coming in this game 6-6, K-State 7-5, heading in this matchup here, obviously. And back on episode 77 of the podcast, which came out last week. Oh, by the way, checked it out. And, oh, by the way, I'm kind of forecasting what's going to could happen. Possibly 2 more episodes for the year. Or actually, if I count that when I'm doing individually, plus me and Alex are getting together here at our usual last Wednesday of the year, then there should be 3 more episodes coming out before the end of the year. Or maybe possibly more than that. Of course, you don't count the dailies anyway. So, yeah, if you're not a subscriber to the podcast, you might want to get on that right now. Subscribe to the latest Kansas State edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Kind of underrated, you ask me, a little bit. So there is that. Anyways, real quick, for the quarterback position, I want to focus on here real quick. And we don't even know who's going to be starting for LSU. Regards to their situation around here, or around there anyways, but around here, we all hope, for our sake, that you know, Skylar Thompson is ready to go, and 100%, because unfortunately for him, it has been all but that, to say the least about that. Skylar Thompson getting hurt in the beginning of the season, it kind of hurts, to project, see what would have been again for Skylar. I mean, Skylar wanted to come back in on a positive. Well, he can have a chance to do that if he follows protocol, and hopefully he's healthy enough to go out there and play, go out there and start the game. Because, you know, I don't think, even with, we don't even know who's going to be playing for LSU, obviously, you know, for what it is, LSU seeing players hit the transfer portal or get themselves ready to play, getting themselves prepared for the NFL draft. Their leading tackler ain't participating in this one, obviously, and a couple, maybe possibly, obviously, a few more. Got an interim head coach, Brian Kelly, will lead that ship after this game is over. So, is it, his last name is Davis, the interim coach for LSU. I don't know his first name. Might be Chris. I could be dead wrong about that. But, you know, hey, this is, you know, we don't even know who's going to be on play on the defense side of the ball. So, for all those who are K-State people who are saying, I mean, I got people, friends, for 10-1 that are saying we're going to get blown out regardless of who it is. Well, they automatically think that LSU is a damn good team. And they are. They are a good team. Supposed to be contending for national championships, SEC championships year in, year out. I'm familiar with them, being a big fan of the Florida Gators, which is my other college team. I've seen a lot of SEC football over the years since I was growing up in football. And yeah, this, I think, maybe since maybe the early, mid-1990s, this is probably the worst LSU team that we've seen. And not because, you know, obviously LSU just ran us into the ground, talking about Florida, ran to the ground earlier this year. You know, But yeah, they had a lot of issues right now. They tried to get their, they wanted their, not Max Johnson, but their other quarterback to play in this game. They didn't get it. They didn't get the waiver granted pass through. So they're going to have to settle for whoever's got quarterback, whether that's Max Johnson or the latter. But for K-State, they need they need Skylar Thompson out here to start and play this entire game without no in a perfect world, you know, he doesn't get hurt and he plays his tail off like he usually does and leads it to K-State victory. That's what you want. But if you can't, you have to fool around. And we already talked about, you know, me, Alex A, we already talked about, you know, Adrian Martinez, and he's not even healthy right now. Well, obviously, he just transferred. You're going to have to wait for him to get fully 100% healthy for him to even participate in quarterback practice for him to take the job. So that's even questions about that leading to next year, and you still have this, you know, everybody hyping up, including us including in this, Will Howard. You know, oh, my goodness, he's going to be the next thing, and he just hasn't done that. And Texas, I mean, yes, he's a good runner, and he's shown that in the last 2 years with these big touchdown runs. When he sees a hole, he can go right through the truck, drive a truck through a hole in it. But, you know, for what it is, he can't. When it comes to throwing the ball in the air, you have to really hold your breath really high, really deep, because it can go for a pick six or for interception or just a bad throw. So you really, in theory, you want Scott Thompson, who's really has thrown for this season over 1,800 yards, as I'm trying to get do two things at the same time. Yeah, 1,800 yards. You look down the line, 9 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, but the 18 sacks, yeah, that's particularly him. And really this year, his injury, another knee injury, limited his mobility to move into the pocket. So, yeah, I mean, you need him on the field. Will Howard, in his time, again, in his second season, if he's thrown over 300 yards, a touchdown, an interception, he's been sacked twice. We have seen Jaren Lewis this year, and he has not looked, for all the hope, we can hope for Jaren Lewis, but he ain't looked good either. He's thrown pass over 100 yards, a touchdown, and 2 picks. The last time he was on the field, he threw an interception to seal the deal. Baylor, first play of the game, like the Atlanta Falcons did against New England Patriots. All 3 quarterbacks throwing interceptions. Yeah, Jaren Lewis goes in there and throws a pick there to seal K-State's favor, any chance to win that football game. So, yeah, you want Skylar Thompson on the field. Hopefully, he's getting that treatment as we are basically just shy of a week away from this bowl game in primetime at Houston. And, yeah, we don't even know who's playing on the other side of the ball. We know they have athletes. LSU does. We know that. Now, I wanted to do a little more depth, at least look at LSU side, but we don't even know who's playing over there. So we're going to focus. Obviously, this is a K-State podcast. We will focus, still stick with K-State, and we'll see what happens there with all that leading up to this game. But, yeah, Skylar Thompson, they need him, and they need him in this game. So hopefully that is the case come next. What's the 4th? I believe that's next Wednesday. I want to look, be really sure about that here before we close out the podcast here on this position preview of K-State's bowl postseason bowl game, the Texas Bowl. I always get that freaking mixed up. It's actually next Tuesday after recording this podcast. Next Tuesday, it's going down. K-State going back to Houston. Obviously, national championship is the following Monday. But, yeah, this is the only game on the schedule here. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens. But K-State needs Skylar Thompson one last time before he sets off into his career endeavors. We'll see what happens with that. But Skylar Thompson, obviously, who's been a deep impact ever since he arrived on campus at K-State from Independence, Missouri. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, K-State, Chris Klieman, you know, they need the leader of this team. If Skylar Thompson out there on this field, obviously, we'll talk more Deuce Vaughn like we already have all year. But, yeah, if they have Skylar Thompson on the field, they up their chance to win this ball game. Even though, yeah, LSU, last time we checked, K-State's a 3-field goal underdog in this matchup. So that's kind of a look at what's been happening around the quarterback position leading up to next week's Texas bowl game against LSU. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon, Audio Boom, and more. Odyssey. We're starting to get all over the place here in the Little Apple where I live at here, just a few miles away from the K-State campus. We'll talk to you again. Let's put a cap on this edition of the podcast. Be out on the lookout for more of these coming up, leading all the way up to the bowl game next week in Houston, Texas. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.